Whether you missed a BS between 6 and 9, or just want to hear it again, you've come to the right place. Jamie and Lee on Listener, anytime you want them.
We are joined to have a look at all things AFL by a bloke who's got a busy job tonight. He is going to be calling probably the match of the round and certainly one of the most important matches of the season for both these clubs, the Lions and Collingwood. Liam Flanagan, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. What an underwhelming grand final replay, right?
Right.
Both sides winless heading into the Gabba tonight. I didn't think that's what we would be talking about heading into this Easter Thursday clash.
Yeah, well, look, Tiger supporter here doesn't want to talk about winlessness.
Yeah, sorry, Giants supporter here. Sorry, there are other teams below us on the ladder.
Yeah, what does a loss look like?
Yeah, I know, it's weird.
Look, tonight, I believe the Lions will win. I think Collingwood's losses, when you look at them, they're sort of a system-based losses, whereas I think the Lions still have the right system to win games of footy. And if you watch, you go back to round one against Carlton, they shouldn't have lost that game. They were up by 43-odd points and they just took the foot off the gas, really. I believe the Lions will win. I think they've got the better side. The heartbreaking news, if people missed it yesterday, is the confirmation that Tom Duday has suffered another slight tear of his ACL injury. It's the same knee injury that he did while he was at the Crows. He was their big off-season recruit to the Lions. And it looks like, I don't know if surgery is confirmed as yet, but it looks like he's going to be a long way off making his Lions debut. He was set to play in tonight's game before suffering injury at training. But look, I will tip the Lions. I think Lachie Neale will star. And I think you can probably expect a bag of goals from Joe Danaher as well.
Very good.
Now, of course, the Friday matches, 4:20
good
on Friday.
Friday
yeah, good Friday matches. Yeah, Marvel
good.
Stadium. North Melbourne, like all the odds are saying that they're going to get absolutely stomped by the Blue Baggers. Is that what's going to happen?
I think they're going to get absolutely stomped by the Blue Baggers. I actually think it's a pretty straightforward round of tipping. I think it's one of those rounds. I know we've had some awkward results, but if you just put your blinkers on a little bit, I think it's a fairly straightforward round of tipping. As much as I think North Melbourne are improving, and as much as I think they do provide some serious resistance, particularly at Marvel, I just think Carlton are a top four side this year. I think with the two big boys up forward, Charlie and Harry, their midfield's rolling. I love Carlton and I don't see a reason not to tip them.
Heading over to the West, also should mention that of course, is the Good Friday Appeal game, and we'll be raising a stack of money for a great charity down in Melbourne. Friday evening, Good Friday evening, the Dockers and the Crows. Now, I've got we've got a very good friend who's a Dockers supporter, and she is absolutely cock-a-hoop at the moment, and I'm very pleased I'm sharing the radio with Jamie now, as opposed to Poppy, because I would not be hearing the end of it.
Again, let's not overthink this. Put your blinkers on. The way Fremantle have fought out the wins so far, Justin Longmuir has got this group buying in. It's a bit Giants-esque from last season. In the same way that Adam Kingsley got that group to believe in themselves, I think Justin Longmuir has got this group believing in themselves, and particularly this midfield brigade. There's some serious quality in there with Brayshaw and Sarong. And I think there's no reason not to tip the Fremantle Dockers, particularly when they're at home.
Now, Saturday Arvo, again at 4:20, that should give them just enough time to mop up all the kangaroo giblets from the Good Friday game. The Bombers and Saints, that's another one that's looking fairly one-sided.
It is. I think, look, I think the days since Essendon have played finals, Twitter account would be rubbing their hands together at what's going on at the moment. Again, you look at what St Kilda are doing and the way they're playing, and Ross Lyon probably overperformed last year with the list that he has. And I think another preseason, and they continue to develop and they continue to roll. I think you've got to tip them here. My concern with the Bombers is I wonder just how much damage that loss to the Swans did. Not from it's only 4 points, it's only one game, but the narrative that came off the back of it and this false bravado and false physicality that the Swans have been talking about them delivering and the Peter Wright incident and all the rest of that with Sam Draper. I wonder if you see them swing too far the other way or and lose some of that overt physicality from their game. So I have concerns for the Bombers. I'll be tipping St Kilda.
Your boys, Port Adelaide, up against the Melbourne Demons. Now, if any are tough to tip this round, it's probably this one. Probably Port being at home, but it's hard to draw a form line through the teams because, frankly, they haven't played that much as yet if we think that Richmond aren't going to be great this year.
I think Port tried their hardest to lose last week, and yet they still somehow managed to scrape out a win. Look, the Tigers, they're in an interesting phase because I think you're starting to see the powers of Dusty Martin wane ever so slightly. This is, in my opinion, the greatest big game player in the history of football. I mean, what he did in the Tigers' premiership windows was just... we'd never seen it before. Someone dominate on the big stage like he did, and not just in the grand finals, but through finals. I think Bolton is the next, their star, their current star, but he hasn't found consistency as yet in the season. I think you're seeing Dylan Grimes starting to be exposed down back. Nick Floston, for mine, is still one of the great defenders of the AFL. I love him as a player. I just don't think it's the same Tigers of old, and I like Port. I really like Port. I think despite battling last week at stages, the quality shone through, and I like what Asava Radigalia is starting to come together in their back half. And I think Todd Marshall, now they've figured out that it's not Charlie Dixon's forward line anymore. This is a Todd Marshall-led forward group, and the midfield knows that, and they look for him, and he's the sort of player that could win a Coleman medal. So I'll be tipping Port.
Very good.
And, of course, Sunday lunchtime. Gee, it's 3 from 3 in terms of heavily weighted games at Marvel Stadium this weekend. The Doggies and the West Coast Eagles, look, all the tipsters are saying this is a runaway Bulldogs victory. Mm.
The Dogs finally turned up last week in Ballarat. I think Cody Waitman, obviously, with the 6 goals, was electric. But more importantly, their midfield turned up. More importantly, Tim English started feeding that group. Tom Liberatore was outstanding in his head-to-head battle with Matt Rao. The Bont was better. Just as a general midfield group, they started to win more of the footy. So they're a talented list that should make finals if they play to their capabilities. West Coast, on the other hand, we know what they are. But for them, you just want to see more green shoots out of their draftees and their talented kids that are coming through. You'll tip the Dogs, but you just want to see some more moments from these West Coast youngsters.
Swan is going very nicely. Travel to the MCG. We've discussed the Tigers a bit. Swans just win here?
Just win. They just absolutely go and win. And I think the Swans is, right now there's an argument, and it'd be tough to argue against, that they're not the best team in the game. You talk about young talent, and I think with Errol Goulden and Braden Campbell and Chad Warner and Isaac Heaney and Tom Papley and Nick Blakey coming off half back, it's irresistible, really. So, yeah, tip the Swans.
Oh, good. Another Tigers loss. Fantastic. Yeah. Now, of course, Monday, 1st of April, April Fool's Day. And I tell you what, it's going to be tough in the office next week, I reckon. Geelong looking like firm favourites against Hawthorn, our boss being a Geelong supporter.
Oh, look, the Cats, you can be forgiven for forgetting with what Charlie and Harry are doing with Carlton. You can be forgiven for forgetting about the firepower inside 450 for Geelong. I mean, you're talking about Tom Hawkins, who brings up his 350th game this weekend and just a colossus of football. And playing alongside Jeremy Cameron, who is one of the most dynamic forwards in the game for probably the past decade. So there's so many goals inside that forward 50. And Tom Stewart, again, if you're a opposition midfielder and you kick it anywhere near Tom Stewart, you're crazy. Because that man, I don't know what agreement he has struck with the devil, but he just knows where the football's going to be. He is incredible. And it's a great story for a guy that didn't come through the normal pathways. Was picked out of the Geelong footy league. I think it was Matty Scarlett who lays claim to being the man to find him. But he's just an incredible reader of the play. And Geelong, I think the Hawks, the pressure might start to come on Sam Mitchell with this rebuild of the Hawks if they don't start to show some more signs come middle of the year. But I think you tip the Cats in this one confidently.
Mate, every single game of the weekend is live on Listener, including tonight when we'll hear your dulcet tones as you call the eyes out of the Lions and the Magpies from the Gabba. Liam Flanagan, thank you so much for your time today. And go the Giants. I hope they don't pick up an injury against the bye.
Gents, to you. Yeah, exactly. Stay safe to the expansion club. Gents, to you and your families, have a safe and happy Easter. And to everybody who's out on the road this weekend, please take it easy. We know what a treacherous time of year it can be on the road, so take it easy.
Jamie and Lee on Listener. Anytime you want them. And live from 6 to 9 weekdays on the Riverinas Triple M.